It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you in part by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Driftwood Lanes Baskin Robbins, Nassari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. And now your host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Haworth.
Welcome into Week 5 of the high school football season. The Bombers back home tonight to entertain Pine Bluff. We'll talk about the matchup with the Zebras and recap last week's game against Jonesboro. We'll get things kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Fall is the perfect time to make sure your plumbing is in tip-top shape. From cleaning out lines to checking your hot water heater, it's time to call just one number, the plumber number. Call the reliable, dependable staff at Dewey & Sons Plumbing at 425-4868. In business for nearly 40 years, you can count on their fast, friendly service for all types of service or repairs, even in an emergency. Put this number in your phone, the plumber number, Dewey & Sons, at 425-4868. That's 425-4868.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mount Vernon, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mount Vernon, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Maddy, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. The Bombers entertaining Pine Bluff tonight. Brian, let's first off recap last week's game at Jonesboro. Quite a bit to talk about. Just first off, overall, your thoughts on the game last week.
Well, it just was the same thing as what we've had all season, where we play one half really well, the other half we don't. Unfortunately, we started the game slow. The defense came out and got three and out right off the bat. And, when you're playing Jonesboro, anytime you make them punt, you've done something. There's not very many people that make them punt. They'll go games where they don't send the punt team out. So three and out right off the bat, and you're going, hey, we're ready to roll. And we go out, and just our first three offensive plays were not what we had drawn up. I'll just put it that way.
Right. Yeah.
And so we didn't execute on the offensive side real well there early. And I thought it came on as the game went on. And, we some penalties, and that's kind of been the season for us so far, some turnovers, penalties, things of that nature. But the kids fought, they battled, and that's, you know, I know people hear coaches say that all the time. They go, well, yeah, you're supposed to say that. I'm not going to say that if I don't mean it, and I do. And that's one thing with this group, you know, with all the adversity they've had, I'm really proud of them. They didn't let go of the rope. And halftime, it was a great opportunity for them to pack it in and shut down. And, you know, the second half was 14-7. And here's Jonesboro, one of the better teams in the state. And they had their starters out there, I think, until the last 5 minutes or so. And you know, we played a pretty level football game with them in the second half with their starters. Yeah. And it just shows what we're capable of. And, you know, the film session this week was really good for our kids because we're able to just say, look, you know, we missed this block here, you know, missed the assignment. And, you know, what if we get that block? And they see that there's a big play there. You know, what if we – you know, get the read or the pitch, and that's just stuff that's normal. When you run this type of offense, you know, that the veer option football, it's hard to execute. I mean, it's there's a lot of reads, there's a lot of pre-snap things going on, and, you know, if you're in the bleachers, you don't know much about football, you're going, well, they run that fullback up the middle a lot, and what a lot of people don't, you know, what you don't realize, we're looking for the clean bubble in the defensive line, and
right. So
you've got to get up there and make sure you have the right play call to attack whatever the defense is giving you, and then you've got to, you know, execute your blocking schemes and make the right reads, and we're getting better, and I know that, you know, it's no one wants to hear that when you're 0-4, but we are, and I really do believe at some point this, and I'm hoping this season, I know it, I'm very confident in our future in this program it's going to click, but I'd like it to be this season, and I think it can.
It was pretty obvious Jonesboro was going to try to take away Junior Williams, that fullback, last week, wasn't it?
They were, and, you know, that's, again, just – kind of picking up what I was just saying, that in the veer option, you know, you have midline, which attacks A-gap,
uh-huh. You
have inside veer, which attacks B-gap, and then you have outside veer, which is your C-gap. And, of course, a quarterback can pull it on any one of those plays, take it out of Junior's belly and pull it and keep it, and he can run or he can pitch. It's a true triple option. So before the ball snapped, we don't know who's going to have it. It could be fullback, quarterback, or pitchback. But anyway, so, you know, they know that Junior, you know, anybody that defends the option, you want to take the fullback away. Uh-huh. And they took away midline and inside veer. And it was, if you guys want to run in C-gap and have at it, they felt like they could run us down. And we had some seams all night on it, to be honest with you. It was a matter of, you know, just the read and, you know, making sure we're hitting that aiming point just right. I thought we hit it a little tight a couple of times. But we still, you know, 4.5, 5 yards on it. And that's what we're trying to do. The secret, you know, this is something Mike Malham at Cabot says, and I believe in this as well. The secret at a school like ours, where we don't have the team speed most – other teams have, is to find a way to get that 3.5 yards per offensive play.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do. And so when you have a play in your playbook that's getting you those yards, it makes you smile. Okay, there's something we can build off of. And, you know, some people may look at it and go, that's boring football, and it's effective football. It is what's worked for us in the past. I think we've run just about every offense and defense possible at Mountain Home over the years.
I think so.
And hands down, you know, these – fullback centered offenses with some quarterback option type stuff has been our best bet.
Well, let's talk about that first series, because Jonesboro gets the ball. Your defense forces a punt on their first possession, and I tell you what, I love the way they played that first possession.
They came out, they got off the football, and there wasn't any, you know, you play Jonesboro, and sometimes that intimidation factor, there was none of that. Our kids were physical with them right off the bat, and you know, I was not only did we force them to punt, we knocked them back behind the chains.
Right.
You know, and you know, really proud of the defense in that. We have, it's what everybody knows, we're trying to play bend but don't break. We're going to give up yards. It's a New England Patriots style of defense where, you know, so they'll throw screen passes, they'll throw short hitches, and we'll give that up and come up and make the tackle. And the idea is that complements what we're trying to do on offense, and mm-hmm. It shortens the game and gives you a chance to be in it there in the fourth quarter. And I thought our defense did that in spurts the second half. I thought they did it really well. Just a couple of busts, you know, one in the secondary on a pass play, you know, a couple of run fit busts. And it's the same thing on defense it is on offense. You know, our defense is designed, everybody has a gap. And, you know, we're right now it's, and it's, that sounds so easy, but, you know, the different types of plays and blocking schemes you get, being able to read the guards and down blocks and pulls and traps, being able to fit properly, like a linebacker, if I'm responsible for B gap, well, sometimes that gap moves if there's a, you know, if there's a fold block. And so those are the things, just basic fundamental defensive football that we're trying to get better at, and those are the things that I do feel like we're seeing progress every week. It's just, unfortunately, it does take time.
Right. I want to. You stop them. You get the ball back. You mentioned a three and out. Unfortunately, they go down and score. The young men responded well after that score, because after the first offensive possession, things didn't go well. Moved the ball very well that second possession, got down to the 28 and got backed up with a penalty, but it was a good drive.
We did. We got down to the 28. We had a penalty. We threw a pass down to the goal line and caught it. We had a holding penalty to negate that. I think we probably punched that in. And, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, we were in there at halftime saying we could be in this game.
Yeah.
We really felt like when we got on the bus at the end of the night, we lost – by a big score, and we didn't have to. We felt like we could play with them, but that drive, again, some of the defensive series throughout the game, where we were able to make them drive the football, that's confidence building. We're 0-4. We know that. We lost the game. We know that. We're not happy about it. I promise you, we're going to work to fix that. But yeah, that drive was you know, and again, we started hitting the outside veer. That's kind of when we started realizing that. I can't think of the kid's name. That defensive tackle they had is just a phenomenal defensive tackle. Big, quick, good with his hands. And you know, it was amazing how quickly he got off the football. And so we were having to just wash him down. You're not going to base block him. You're not going to go nose to nose right. And move him. So you try to block him with angles. And but they took away A gap and B gap by alignment and gave us that outside veer. So we ran outside veer. I can't remember. We counted it up. I mean, we was in the 20s how many times we ran outside veer.
Wow. Let's talk about the catch, because I wasn't sure during the game. I saw the penalty flag come down, and I was watching that. I didn't see who made the catch. I guess it was Brad Liddy that made the catch. A great catch right there at the 1 yard line.
Went up and made a play. I mean, you have Isaac McKay scrambling to get out of there, and the defensive tackle I just referenced was right in the backfield immediately. And Isaac scrambles, gets away, and he had some defenders with their hands on him. He gets out of that and finds Brad downfield, and great throw. And Brad just, you know, he kind of comes back for it. Same concept as a back shoulder fade almost. Defender's in perfect position, but Brad comes back and shucks him and goes up and makes a great catch down there on the sideline. And unfortunately, holding call, it comes back.
But it was rough.
Proud of both of them for trying to make a play.
You bet. All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902. 160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company has been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, it was 28-0 at halftime last week. What did you have to say to the young men at the break?
Well, it was for us, it was we zoomed out and we took a look at the season big picture. And, you know, we had it. It was a very important moment in our season, I felt like, in the locker room. We just opened up and talked to the kids about more than just the game, about the season. We reminded them of last year, and we are exactly where we were last year.
Right.
And, you know, it's we felt like the second half was very important. You know, if we can come back and win 28-0 against the best team, you know, that we've played throughout the season, then fantastic. If not, let's still get better. Let's not, just like practice, you ask for everything, every rep, every snap, give us everything you have at practice. Well, why would we not do that in the game? And they did. And they'd done that for us in the first half. The effort's there. And, you know, let's just say it's 0-0 right now, and let's go out and let's see what we can do. And we told the kids we felt like we were better than what the score showed. And,
right.
And we were making some points to them about that. Zero halftime adjustments. And that's the first time this year where we didn't try to do anything strategical with them at halftime. We just felt like it was more mental, you know, trying to get their spirits picked back up. And they were down, and they responded really well. I was very pleased with the second half.
You bet, yeah.
Four quarters of that, and we would have had a heck of a game all the way down to the end. And we will get that. Again, the kids' effort is there. And we as coaches, we've got to do a better job of finding a way to get the execution there faster. And I think that's going to happen. But came out of halftime, the kids immediately right off the bat, they respond. You know, and here's the deal. We had to kick off to them as well. So,
right.
You know, that's not easy. It just – proud of the kids for their fight. So
let's talk about the drive where you got some points on the board in that fourth quarter.
Well, it was, you know, it was a kind of a combination. They gambled a little bit with a stunt, and we popped a big play with Isaac on the veer, and he pulled it and went around the corner. And, you know, great read. Offensive line was doing a good job of getting some movement, and the defensive end came down, took the fullback, and Isaac went around the corner and used that speed of his and took off. And we needed that. Offense needed that for confidence. You know, we haven't put a ton of points on the board. And we anticipate not scoring a bunch, just with the nature of how we play and trying to shorten the game. We're not going to snap it that much. So, you know, our point put turnout, you know, it can be a skewed statistic when you play the type of football we do.
Right.
But we do need to generate big plays a little bit better. We haven't generated big plays. We haven't hit the play action pass as well as we'd like. And I think, you know, in these kids' defense too. A lot of these kids have moved around. We're having, you know, with the injuries, and I think that's part of where some of the inconsistencies come from. You know, blocking assignments, you know, passing. Right, you know, we threw a little speed out on a third down and four, and you know the route was a little deeper than it should have been. We had to hold the ball longer. We get sacked, and that's a young man running a route that just learned the route that week.
Right.
You know, it's just. Yep. Those are the things that hopefully as we go, the consistent lineup, we'll get better. But again, you know, I'm trying to think of which possession it was they had. They got points out of it there in the second half. We just kept putting them in the huddle.
Yep.
And, you know, we went on a long drive there that ended in a turnover. We fumbled one, but I think we'd snapped it 10 times on that drive. You know, and we turn it over. I think at the rate we're moving the ball, we probably get points there.
Right.
So if you look at that second half, it was the same thing. We lost it 14-7. But, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot to the point that it could have very easily been a 14-14 half, or we could have even possibly won the half. So, you know, where we are in the program right now, again, this for me is a long-term building project. I'm trying to, you know, we, the coaches, want to give these kids every chance to be successful this year. And, you know, it will take time, but, you know, I just felt like at halftime it was real important for us. You know, big picture, what are we trying to do? Yeah. Because we want to make the playoffs and make some noise. We want to peak week 8, 9, 10 going into the playoffs.
Right. We're going to take a break. We'll talk about the matchup tonight with Pine Bluff in town. That's when we continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Member FDIC.
Fall is the perfect time to make sure your plumbing is in tip-top shape. From cleaning out lines to checking your hot water heater, it's time to call just one number, the Plumber Number. Call the reliable, dependable staff at Dewey & Sons Plumbing at 425-4868. In business for nearly 40 years, you can count on their fast, friendly service for all types of service or repairs, even in an emergency. Put this number in your phone, the Plumber Number, Dewey & Sons, at 425-4868. That's 425-4868.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mount Tavon, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mount Tavon, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Let Wells Fargo Advisors help you get on track and stay on track for better retirement. Combining innovative technology with old-fashioned question and answers, we frame your investment objectives around your life goals and priorities. We measure your progress each step of the way and can easily make changes whenever your life or the market changes. It's real-life retirement planning, and it's available only through Wells Fargo Advisors. For more information, call me, David Maddie, at 425-9390.
Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, member SIPC.
I'm Kim Conan, owner of Southern Breeze Real Estate. Let our team do a free market analysis for you. At Southern Breeze, we have had remarkable success. And while we're busy, we are never too busy to effectively market your property. At Southern Breeze Real Estate, our team works continually to find new ways to get your property sold. Just like the Bomber players and coaches will find the wins this season. Southern Breeze Real Estate on Highway 62 East and Cardinal Drive, 425-8868. We are what you need us to be.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, let's talk about Pine Bluff. I tell you what, Jonesboro, Pine Bluff back-to-back. It doesn't get any tougher than that, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, we were talking, Sunday about our schedule so far, and it just through week five, I don't know that there's very many teams out there that have played a tougher first five games, out of the 6A schools. You know, those 7A schools probably have played a similar schedule.
Right.
But, it's been, Nettleton is just on a roll. Harrison's on a roll. They came back and beat a very good Morrilton team. Yes. I think they were 19 points down. And
21 down.
Yeah, 21 down. Yes. And yeah. Morrilton, they're always a contender in 5A.
Yes.
It speaks to what the type of teams we played, the caliber of teams we played. And Pine Bluff, watching them on video, in my opinion, is going to be the best team we've played so far.
Wow.
They're definitely the most athletic. And so our another big challenge for us, we're hoping to be able to pull the upset. We're not – looking for a moral victory, but we do, win or lose tonight, we know that we got the whole second half of the season, and that's one of the rallying cries we've had the last couple of weeks is let's get some of these kids back from injury, let's get healthy, and worst case scenario, we'll start, when we get everybody back and kind of reload a little bit and try to make a run.
Well, you mentioned it. I want to talk about Pine Bluff. You mentioned injuries, though. Let's talk about that real quick. Of course, Blake Bogey, Peyton Hughes, Eddie Just, Aaron Holmes, all out for the season. Who else is out for tonight?
Still no David Waymeyer. We're hoping to get him back next week. Lathan Aldridge is still out. We're thinking we may get him also next week, which would be huge. TJ McKenna, he's out with a knee injury. He may be 2 weeks for us. The starting lineup at the beginning of the year, it's more than half gone, obviously.
It's much different.
And I think it was – Coach Hendricks the other day that said that's a pretty good football team sitting over there on the sideline at practice, and he's not kidding. But the guy, this is going to be good for us, the experience we're getting some of these younger guys, and I'm hoping if, you know, the ones that we do get back, it also helps create some depth, you know, down the back half of the season as well.
Well, let's talk about Pine Bluff. Let's start with their defense. Isaiah Singleton, that middle linebacker, and you and I were talking before we got started here. He is a dandy, isn't he?
He is. He's a special football player, and I mean that he is physically gifted. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. He's quick. The thing that when I use the word special, that to me it's he's a complete football player. He's very intelligent, very fundamentally sound. I mean, he just great stance. His footwork is tremendous. And his eyes, you know, we've got some film on them where it's the end zone view, so you're looking right at the defense, and his eyes are in the right place all the time, and his ability to find the football is incredible. And he packs a punch when he hits you. He's one of the most physical football players I think we'll see all year.
Wow.
He actually, last year, he was the one that hit Cord Smith and knocked him out of the game with, I think, broken rib.
That's
and
right.
So that tells you what kind of velocity he'll hit you with, and we got to get him blocked. That long story short. Now, the entire defense is athletic. It's when you stand out on film and you play for Pine Bluff, you're a pretty special football player, and he stands out. They've got some defensive tackles that'll lead up blocks, and that frees him up. And so we're having to readjust some blocking schemes, try to make sure we get somebody on him. But their defense, the team speed, it really jumps out at you, and they've got some size up front to kind of keep you off their linebackers, let them run to the ball.
They're playing well. They gave up 20 points to Cabot in week one, and 7 to Watson Chapel, 7 to Northside, and 6 last week to Hall. They're playing pretty well.
We struggled last year, watching the film from last year. We struggled to get the ball across the line of scrimmage. That's how athletic, that's how good they were last year. And at that point in the season, I thought we were actually starting to peak a little bit offensively. It just we were playing that type of opponent, and you know, we're going to have to really make sure we're executing and getting the blocking assignments. We're actually cutting some of it down just to make sure if nothing else, we're doing it right. They're going to find the football. They're so well coached. I mean, Coach Bolding does a great job with them. They're going to be able to find the football. You're not going to fool them. You just got to execute.
Offensively, tell us about the Zebras.
Well, they've weapon after weapon. I mean, I feel like I'm going to say the same thing I said last week. They can spread you out horizontally. They can spread you out vertically, and they can do everything in between. They got a quarterback that can run it. He would rather run it than throw it, from what I've seen on film. But he can hurt you with his arm. They hurt you formation wise. They'll hit the screen pass, so you have to honor that with your outside linebackers. That pulls people out of the box, and they're just going to sit there and count how many guys you have in the box. And if you're playing the pass, they'll run it. And if you're playing the run, they'll throw the screens. They'll throw a vertical if you tighten up too much in the secondary. And they've got the guys that can go up and get it. I'm trying to think of somebody that just stood out more than the others. I mean, they've got some receivers that'll come in motion, and they're as effective as running backs. And their running backs are. 3 weeks in a row where I feel like we're seeing a team that's got a kid that's more of a scat back. He's quick. He's a slasher, but they also can throw a power back in. So it's, you have to know who's in. You really have to pay attention to their personnel groups when they sub on and off. But it's a big challenge, but it's one that, you know, we're ready for. I mean, we want to go, you know, we want to play a team like this. Again, they'll get their yards, but we're hoping, you know, for me, the thing I'm looking for is, can we get them in the huddle? Can we tackle in space? Can we leverage the ball? If they're scoring in 3 or 4 plays, it's going to be a long night for us. If we can make them drive the length of the field, hopefully get a turnover. We need a kind of a game-changing, momentum-changing play. But really proud of Owen Kraft and Luke Foreman, guys like, you know, our seniors. Riley Peters is out there. Gabe Henderson's out there. Those are, you know, I said earlier, we didn't back down from Jonesboro, and those are the kids I'm talking about. You know, Brad Liddy out there in the secondary, he was hustling all over the place last week. And Reese on the other side, they've done a great job for us. And, Hayden Strider, I don't know, just so much positive to say about Hayden. He does everything he asks, great attitude, great work ethic, great leadership. Uh-huh. And he was just playing as hard as he could. And those kids, when you see them in the locker room after these games, they're exhausted.
I bet.
And that means the world to us as a coaching staff to know that we're coaching kids like that are hooking it up, even with all this adversity. And just it means a lot to us. Good, great kids.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902. 160 Pit Stop is the place to go in Gainesville for tires. They carry all the name brands you know at great prices with quality service. 160 Pit Stop also does front-end alignments, front-end repairs, and oil changes. Next door is 160 Lawn and Garden. They're your Husqvarna dealer, and they do small engine repair. So whether you need tires, an oil change, a new trimmer, or that lawnmower worked on, they can take care of it at 160 Pit Stop and 160 Lawn and Garden. Highway 160 in Gainesville. Call 417-679-3312.
Tradition is something that you can't buy. In business, you earn it by taking care of your customers. That's what we've done at the Jim Brown Company since 1964. Jim Brown Company has been serving the heating and cooling needs of our customers with quick service and quality products for four generations, and we're proud to serve our friends and family in the Twin Lakes area. We are also proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers, and we're excited to see Coach Brian Maddox build new traditions with the Mountain Home football program. Good luck, Bombers, from the Jim Brown Company.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. And, Brian, I know we talked last week about this. It's been a rough couple of weeks for the coaching family there at Mountain Home, hasn't it?
It has. You know, Christy McCain passed away. And, you know, Friday before we got on the bus to go to Jonesboro, we went over to her service. And it's one of the most inspiring funerals I've ever been to.
Really?
I mean, it was entirely praise and worship, which is what, you know, she would have wanted. That was what her life was dedicated to. And Marcus, you know, I think we've all been worried about Marcus. Our kids are worried about Marcus. And we've just, you know, our players have been asking, you know, is he doing okay? Is he doing okay? And just a great guy. And Marcus was leading the way. And, you know, they're a strong Christian family, very strong Christian family. Their beliefs, you know, that's number one in their life, their faith. And it just was very inspiring. I walked out of there feeling much better about Marcus, been worried about him, and gave us a big hug on the way out. And, you know, I just love him to death. He's still thinking about other people.
That's
and
amazing.
It just but Marcus, if you're listening, just want to say thinking about you and praying for you, but hang in there, Marcus.
Well, let's talk about tonight, Pine Bluff. What are the keys tonight, Brian?
Same keys as every week. We've got to find that 3.5 yards consistently on offense, cut out the penalties, cut out the turnovers. Our special teams have got to be solid. Defensively, we've got to tackle in space. We've got to make sure we're flying to the football and wrapping these guys up, make them drive the length of the field, and you know, just play for four quarters, and whatever happens, happens. We're, you know, just trying to focus on the process and not the result. Hopefully the results start taking care of themselves for us and we get some W's. And but the kids have, you know, responded really well this week. You know, and I want to say to our kids, I know we're 0-4, and you know, a lot of times in the middle of a football season, you see that, and it's easy to just kind of, you know, I don't want to say give up on kids, but it's, you know, some people say, well, it's just not their year, and decide that right now. And if last year was any indicator, this season is not over for these kids. And I just, you know, stay with us, stay with these kids, believe in them. And I mean, and these seniors, they've everything that's been asked of them. You know, they've been through three head coaches since they entered the program. They've a lot of coaching changes, a lot of scheme changes, a lot of things like that. And, They deserve our support. They have just haven't complained. They hadn't missed a beat. And these seniors, it's not too late for them to have a great season, and we want one for them desperately. So, you know, come out tonight and watch the game if you can. And you know, these kids are, you know, more than football. You know, they're at Bridge Bash last weekend wanting to help out. They actually asked me about it before I ever had to say anything about it to them. You know.
Wow.
You know, you've had I've had teams where, you know, if there's something going on and you want them to get out and you're trying to teach these kids to be servants to the community, you know, and you know, because I believe in servant leadership, and sometimes you have to tell them and ask them. And,
right.
In this group, we have not had to do that at all, and they genuinely want to go give back to the community that's been so good to us. And it's amazing, you know, these kids, you know, Owen Kraft, for example, he's mentioned different businesses that have sponsored us. I mean, for kids to really take the time and pay attention to the people that are helping us out, that's huge. And that to me is really the bigger picture in what we're trying to do in any extracurricular activity at the school, you know. And so they're great kids that deserve the support that they've been given. So we you know, take an opportunity to say thank you to everybody out there, the community that has supported us.
You bet. All right, Brian, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. Join you live from the stadium coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Integrity First Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Baskin Robbins, Nasari Home Mortgage, Jim Brown Company, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Wells Fargo Advisors, James Boyette State Farm, Southern Breeze Real Estate, and 160 Pit Stop. Stay tuned, there's more pregame to come here on Classic Hits 101.7.